Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The Gossip Gaze. The Gossip Gaze.
Hi, I'm dressed in Zara, Danny Beard.
And I'm dressed in our merch, Billy Andrew.
And this week on the Gossip Gaze podcast, Billy's learning all about the Roman Empire again.
Danny's picking his climax song.
And we read a dirty diary that's definitely evidence in a trial.
The Gossip Gaze.
Hello and welcome to this week's Gossip Gaze podcast with myself, Danny Beard.
Yes, and me, Billy Andrew.
How are you doing, Billy Andrew?
I'm all right, love. How are you?
Very good, darling.
Good.
We are two queers in your ears, mm-hmm. talking all things from our community, sharing our wildest confessions.
Ooh, wild.
Or hookup horrors.
Yeah.
Getting all the goss from you, our gorgeous listeners. Anything from, well, sex calendars to singing at climax.
I imagine you'd do that.
What, singing at climax?
Yes, absolutely, yes.
Maybe. What would be your song of choice?
Mine?
Yeah.
Mine, yeah.
I don't know what mine would be.
How'd you do, I?
Oh, don't start.
You've met mine.
I'm a winner. I'm a winner, baby. How's your week gone, Bill?
Oh, my God. I've actually had a good week, busy one. I go on my cruise literally this week, so I'm away for 3 weeks.
Are you excited?
I am, yeah, because I'm doing the crossing from Greece to Australia, but I get off halfway through, so I don't go all the way to Australia. Get halfway there.
And then what? They fly you back from Greece?
Fly me back, darling.
Damaged goods, darling. Are you allowed in Australia? Have you got a criminal record?
I don't have a criminal record. I mean, I nearly did once for stealing chicken breasts from Sainsbury's when I was a student.
Oh, my God. I remember this.
Yeah, and they were like, do not come to any Sainsbury's ever again. And I was like, how would they know?
And there you are in gay Sainsbury's in Manchester.
Cruising. Like, but yeah, that's the only time I've ever nearly had a criminal record.
Wowza.
I know.
Well, I'm going to a premiere tonight.
What are you
going
to see?
In London.
Ooh.
I'm going to see Sunset Boulevard
Nicole Scherzinger. I couldn't get a name out.
Yeah, with Nicole Scherzinger.
I've seen her covered in blood at the end and everyone applauding on Twitter.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Apparently it starts outside as well, and the camera follows somebody in. Like, it starts on the streets of London, I've heard.
Don't tell me that.
Spoiler alert, yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Maybe that was just for opening night, but I saw that that's what happened, yeah.
Well, maybe it's a pre-record and they make out like she's on the street. I don't think Nicole Scherzinger's going to be just rocking around the street in a nightie every night, do you?
I don't either.
I think it's a high security risk.
I definitely agree. So I reckon it's probably pre-recorded, but imagine it's real just for the thing. But are you excited for it?
I'm excited, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not going in drag.
No.
I'm not going in drag. I'm going to go in the outfit I wore for your birthday, actually, my little two-piece.
I seen recently that you did sort of, was it half drag or what, for an event?
Yeah, so I got invited to the Brassic season 5 premiere.
Yeah.
I've never watched Brassic.
I don't know what the fuck it is. No, we'll say we love it.
I love it.
Yes, you will love it.
Actually, do you know what? I watched the first episode of season 5 and I would watch it, being honest.
Right.
But anyway, I haven't yet. I'll tell you another story in a minute.
Okay.
And I was on the way out and I had like a little two-piece like Zara knockoff, Izzy Miyake knockoff from... can you hear that in my throat?
The rasp. The phlegm.
That happens when you get up late.
Mm-hmm.
I had this little Izzy Miyake knockoff from Zara.
Right.
And I felt dead nice. I had my new little Ray-Ban glasses on. I looked cute. And I just was like, I feel like I feel like going crazy and cuckoo.
Right, so you felt a bit pedestrian.
I felt a bit pedestrian, right. So I ran into, I literally ran into my drag room and got my old muscle dress.
Right.
And then put it on and was like to Kai, shall I wear my muscle dress? And he was like, are you joking? The taxi's outside. And I was like, come on. And then I ended up FaceTiming your Morgan.
Yeah.
And I was like, does this look right? It was hanging off me. I've lost 3 stone.
But you went out in it. And
I had a fab night.
Did you? Did you feel fab?
I felt fab. I didn't even have a drink or anything. But when I got back, I was jokingly being like, would you like me in my dress? And he was like,
get it off.
I was like, no.
Absolutely not.
Get it off. I was like, I'll get it off.
Oh my God.
But yeah.
So what happened to me this week while I was DJing?
What?
There was 2 straight girls in the venue. One of them pointed to me and went and mouthed, are you? And then
did the limp wrist.
Did the limp wrist. And I was shook. I was like, she went, are you? Did the limp wrist or, and then put a hand back up for straight.
Oh, is this what straight is now?
Apparently this is straight and that's gay. But I was like, you're in a gay venue doing limp wrist. I mean, come on, we're not in 1998.
I'd have been on the mic. I'd have been like, is this thing on? I'd have been like, Hattie number one. Oop.
I don't know where the limp wrist thing comes from. Like, what is that about?
Because we're camp.
I know where the limp wrist comes from.
Go on.
Historically. Like, all great things, the limp wrist dates back to the Roman Empire.
Fuck off. No, it does not.
Absolutely does.
Roman Empire. You.
Right. So, sorry, I'm chipping in. It's not about connecting it to homosexuality. It's about connecting it to femininity, right?
Right.
So you know how we spoke about a lot on the podcast that the Romans loved a bit of bum sex.
Yeah.
They didn't care about homosexuality, but they did care about being perceived as masculine because it's supposed to be strong and masculine.
Meant to be strong
warriors.
While getting bummed.
And yeah, exactly.
Right, okay.
Get bummed, be strong about
okay.
it. Throwback, power bomb.
Okay.
So there is some text that has been interpreted as, if you are a Roman soldier, you must stand strong and not limp. And it literally, there's a line in there that people have interpreted as, you must not have limp wrists. Which kind of makes sense because you can't swing a sword with a limp wrist.
Right.
I punch with a limp wrist.
Do you?
I got in trouble as a kid because my dad was like, when you're getting bullied, you're going to fucking punch him in the eyes.
Right.
Which I'm not advising people to do. But I punch like that.
So how are you supposed to punch?
That's gonna break your wrist.
Yeah, that's right, gonna break your wrist. Same try.
But then I also like just like I am very gay when I fight.
You do a bitch slap.
Yeah, I had a little fight in a lift a few years ago.
Yeah,
with a man, and I just smacked him around the face with my flat hand. And I think it's better to slap. Is this? Am I gonna get fucking busted?
Yeah? give us Danny Beard's top 3 tips for a slap.
Big hand.
Right.
I think spread the fingers.
Because right.
you get more surface area.
You get a very camp, cartoonish mark
yeah.
on their face.
Yeah.
And fucking swing it back and put your back into it.
Put
okay, throw it back.
Go down. What's that song we're trying to do? The broomstick song?
Yeah, the broomstick song.
We won't do the accent.
No, but I do love that song. It
I
goes
love that song
off.
Every
it's so
time.
Yeah,
people
yeah.
still get low.
People do go low.
How low can you go?
What the hell? Well, yeah, that's my week. What else to report on?
Nothing today. No.
No,
I've been watching telly galore. I was up last night watching Who Is Erin Carter on Netflix.
Any good?
Netflix show. Great. She's this woman. She moves to Spain.
Barcelona.
With this kid.
Yeah, and there's like some sort of.
Even though it's set in Barcelona, I didn't see one Barcelona iconic landmark.
Maybe it's not.
I was expecting
then.
To see the fucking, what's that big fucking massive church that took about fucking million years to make? Sam will know.
No, I don't know that.
Gaudi?
The Roman Empire.
Is Gaudi? It Gaudi?
No idea.
Anyone else in the studio know?
No, everybody's looking blank. We don't
Everyone's
know
now. Yeah. I swear the artist Gaudi, and there's a big cathedral in Barcelona that took about 100. Anyway, that win in it.
Right.
It's really good though. We were only going to watch one episode and we watched 4. That's 4 hours.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mm,
and we started at about fucking 12:30 at night.
You're crazy. I can't stay up that late, me. You're crazy.
When I'm addicted to TV.
You're addicted.
I'm addicted.
Bloody hell. Have you been watching the new Big Brother?
Are you joking?
It's my favourite.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think, shall we chat more about it on Monday's episode? A little Brucey bonus.
We'll chat more on Monday yeah. about it because we've got loads to talk about this week.
If you want to get in touch with us, share your biggest confessions, dirty dilemmas, funny stories or anything else, camp, crazy or cuckoo,
cuckoo.
Get in touch by emailing us letters@gossipgayspod.com. No one emails us anymore.
We don't get
emails. We can scrap that. DM us on Instagram at Gossip Gays Pod, or you can get in touch on WhatsApp. Send voice notes, go wild, and we'll disguise your voice if you want. Yeah. I don't know why you'd want that, but people do. Head over to this episode's description to find out more.
Lovely.
Lovely.
Are we going to a break, or are we going to jump in with the story?
I think let's go for a break. We'll have a little reset and then, yeah.
We'll have a reset and you can get sold some things that you're not going to buy.
Fabulous.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Are you a loyal listener of the Gossip Gays podcast?
Mm-hmm.
Do you set an alarm on Mondays and Thursdays ready for us to release?
Yes.
Do you laugh out loud? Oh my God.
Your voice?
Do you know what? I've been asleep 3 hours.
Right.
4 hours maybe.
And what, your voice does funny things after?
It's full of phlegm.
Wow. Oh God.
I don't know if it's because I'm a vapor, because I'm a
Have you got popcorn lung?
Because I'm a singer. Because I'm a rap artist.
Because I'm a model.
Because I'm a model.
I don't know what it is.
Because I'm an influencer. But something's happening down there today. I've got a frog in it. Anyway, why not tell your besties about us, guys? Your fellow queens. Your allies about the Gossip Gays. If you do the talking, I don't have to. I can save the frog in my voice. Spread the love by spreading the podcast. Share this episode on WhatsApp now.
Yeah.
Imagine, would you do that?
Depends. It's like... Probably not.
Would you
actually
do that?
Probably not.
Wouldn't. We're asking people to do something we wouldn't do ourselves here.
Please
but you
do
should
it.
Do it.
Definitely do it. 100%.
Share it. We're going to give you a moment, in fact. Here we go.
The Gossip Gays.
Welcome back.
Welcome
girls,
back.
Gays and Thays.
Yes, I hope you shared it on WhatsApp. Now we've got Sam in the room. Hello, Sam.
Hello.
How are you doing, love?
I'm good. La Sagrada Familia. That's the church. I think.
Right.
La Sagrada Familia.
La Sagrada Mi Familia.
You can edit that in earlier to make it sound like I knew it off the bat. That's
no,
fine.
No, we don't mind a Google.
That's it's
we
important.
We
it's
don't
good.
Mind a Google. What have we been got? What have we been got? What have we got? We've
What's
been asking
gone,
for
got?
Dirty confessions, tales, gossip. What have we got?
Right, so we've picked out some of the best ones that we've had this week, the confessions. Keep sending them in, by the way. The wilder the better.
Yeah.
Don't I'm forget. Loving this, by the way. This I'm just this little mix-up. I think we should keep it for a while.
Yeah, I think so. I'm enjoying it. It gets the listeners more involved. And you guys, at the end of it, get to appoint a Gossip Queen of the Week.
Gossip Queen.
A Gossip Queen. Go. Right, so...
We should get a little crown.
Yeah, I think so. I've got one at home. We can
and a scepter.
What, are you going to start shipping it around the country to the Gossip Queen of the Week?
Well, cash converters.
I mean, you don't know else from the show.
Would you?
Only my own TV show that's out tonight, but don't worry about watching
no,
that.
No, let's touch on that, because the first episode we spoke about last week where there wasn't somebody eliminated, so it was like Cheddar was on, we spoke about that. But then you had, what's-her-face got eliminated? Alexa St. Pete,
she's gorgeous, Polish princess.
Did you love doing the interviews? Because that's the first time you see the interview.
The interviews are my strongest point.
Yeah.
I'm really in my head about my outer drag.
Really? Why?
Because it was my first time on using auto-cue.
Is it your first time presenting out of drag as well?
First time presenting out of drag.
Yeah.
There was just a lot of things. And also to do it on, like, the show goes out worldwide. So I'm seeing, like, tweets in Spanish about it and Brazilian. You know what? Most people are loving it and supporting it and are getting it. But I think if we were to do it again, there'd be a few things I'd change. But I am very self-critical about everything I do. And I think most people are loving it. But I wanted to watch it back and be like, wow, I'm great at everything. But I'm learning new skills and I'm putting myself out there and I'm pushing myself. Like, I could have just made a cheap reality show that follows me around and don't have to do anything. But I wanted to push myself and I wanted to try and do something. No shade to anyone else that's done that.
I was going to say, drag them. Drag Crystal Versace.
No, everyone else has done that. I'm not, you know, all the winners have done that. I wanted to try and do something new and push myself. And I think in many ways it's worked. And I think in some other ways it's not. I'm not delusional.
Everything's a learning experience, though, and like you said, it is the first time. And it's something you really wanted to do as well.
And, you know, there's other presenting opportunities hopefully coming from it. We're not signing on dotted lines just yet, but, you know, things are happening. So I'm very grateful for it, and it's scary to learn in front of a worldwide audience.
Yeah.
But you've got to do these things if it's what you want to do, innit?
Absolutely. I know, we're very proud of you at the Gossip Cares
out.
Thank you,
girlies. I
really like Bailey J. Mills' contribution this week as well. Yeah. Camp.
She,
Cuckoo and Crazy.
Girls, she just gets better and better and better.
Fab. I'm excited to keep watching it.
Yeah. She gets better and better. But anyway, sorry, we went on a tangent.
Yes, we deflected.
Right.
Tell me who we've got.
Some gossip. Right, here's your first story. So, hi, Sam, Billy and Danny. I've been in a happy relationship with my female partner for 4 years, but lately I've had such a serious urge to blow guys.
Ooh.
The urge came as I started watching gay porn, and I've been watching it non-stop since. Prior to this relationship, I've been experimenting and have been to saunas, but all I did there was masturbate because it was so hot being in there and I just wasn't ready to go up to anyone. I've hooked up with trans women in clubs, but never gone the full way with a guy. Femboys and twinks are my absolute weakness.
Oh my God.
And I just keep thinking about how bad I want to suck some dick and have cum shot down my throat.
Oh my God. Very graphic.
That a bit of an overshare that, but thank you. I've never been fucked before, but I just badly want to get topped by someone who really knows what they're doing.
I do.
Wait, do you want to take this listener out? You can go to the saunas together.
I mean, I'm not a twink or a femboy. I'm a big mask man.
Sharon's caring. I think about going to saunas or firing up Grindr, but I don't want to betray my partner. But this urge for cock is too strong. What do I do?
I mean, we've all been there, darling. We've all been there.
I've got this urge daily. I'm not going to lie. But I mean, this is camp creative. This is the confession we wanted. I mean, does your partner know you listen to the Gossip Gays? Because she might already be on to a little summer.
Has your partner checked your search history?
Yeah. Because she might be on to a little summer here.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to say it's okay for you to go out, cheat on your partner,
Don't do it.
It's not worth it in the long run.
Don't do it.
But if this urge for cock is too strong, as you're saying, I mean, those words, not mine. If it's too strong, then I feel like ask your partner if they want a threesome.
What happened to the good old days of having the awkward combo?
Yeah. I want cock down my throat. That
hey,
combo.
Darling, what do you want for tea tonight? This is how it could go, right? Hey, babe, let's role play.
Go on.
I'll be guy and you be girl. Really. Hey babe, what do you want for tea tonight?
Spaghetti bolognese, I think.
Love that. Oh my God. Do you know spaghetti?
Yeah.
Do you know when you wet? You know how it's straight? Yeah.
Yeah.
You know when you wet it and it goes a bit limp-wristed?
Yeah.
goes, flop hair. Well, I want cocked. What do you reckon?
No? I see no flaw with that approach. I do think, overthinking this one a bit, right?
Yeah.
Look, I have straight friends too. I have straight friends.
Sorry.
And I won't name names, but some of them are into pegging.
That's fine.
You've got, if you've got a female partner that you love, but you, all of a sudden you want to get railed, well, try some pegging.
Be careful banging on here, Sam, because I've got earphones on and I'm in a nervous disposition.
Banging, that's just demonstrating what's to come.
This is you. You're stop displaying your masculinity, please. You get it, you're a PT.
But why couldn't you start with that first? Keep your partner in the loop.
Jokes aside, I think if you really respect your female partner for 4 years, mm-hmm. I think there is a combo that needs to be had. And I think you need to be prepared in your head for the worst outcome, which is she's not happy with it. She either says, no, I'm breaking up with you.
Yeah.
What's wrong with me? And makes it all about themselves, which most people do. I would do that. Yeah, what's wrong with me? I can't grow a willy. Yeah. Yeah. Is my clit not big enough? But realistically, it needs to be an honest convo. But also, like, don't be in a rush to label your sexuality. If you've got this urge. I also want to pick up on something that I do notice. I've been with a few guys that identify as straight in my time. And a lot of people... See, I've hooked up with trans women in clubs.
Yeah.
I hate my trans friends kind of being used as like a bridging gap.
Yeah.
Like, oh, they've got the penis and the female. Like, don't do... I feel like we need to move away from that.
Yeah, I agree.
And like we've seen... I don't know if anyone's seen Ella from Married at First Sight. She speaks about it gorgeously on the show. And I think the best way of education is through entertainment, in my opinion. And I think that Married at First Sight is great entertainment. And she says she's sick of people being people's like dirty little secret. And
yeah.
I'm not saying that's what you do, but... And then it goes on like twinks and femboys. And it's like you've still got to hold on to, well, I'm masculine and these are still more feminine than me.
Yeah.
Listen. If you like dick, you like dick.
Yeah. Doesn't matter whether it's masked, femme or what.
Doesn't matter if it's, you know, on a raging homo with bells on.
Yeah.
If the Roman soldiers can take it, so can you.
Oh, no. So I'm not having a go at you, but I'm just saying, think about why that is what you like.
Yeah.
And does that come from a place of toxic masculinity? I'm just leaving that with you to think on. Okay, I'm not having a go.
Got you.
But I'm just saying, think on that. Because, like, you know, once you realise maybe you can broaden your horizons and get topped by a big hairy man, you know, there's going to be a lot more dick out there for you.
Absolutely.
But what should he do? He should talk to his bird, right?
I think you go to one of these parties with your bird where you all throw keys in a bowl.
Go to like a torture garden.
Torture garden, swing a sigh, all of it. And then you're both doing it together. You can just go off. And
she might get into it. There's plenty of straight girls that like to see the boyfriends getting bummed by a big willy.
100%.
The straight girls that also like to peg. I think she tries pegging.
Yeah, but he wants dick.
He wants dick. He don't want a plastic toy up his ass. He wants a cock.
I'm not
going to
lie.
The urge for cock is too strong. Sorry.
I'm not going to lie. Have you ever found a dildo that feels as good as a dick?
Never.
Never.
And if anybody out there knows of one, send us it.
Yeah.
Clean or not.
Looking at you, Tenant.
We're not doing product reviews of Tenant stuff. We're not.
Why? We want 3 sending. We're not sharing it. And if we are, I'm going first. Right.
Sam's going last.
Okay, that was a pretty big overshare to start. Let's see if it's
I don't mind.
Or down. No, it's good. It's good. We like it.
And you know what? At least you know who you are.
Yeah.
At least you know what you want.
It's just
don't be
you
in
it.
Your head. Don't live in here. I feel part of me does feel sorry for anyone that can't just live fully authentically and just say, this is what I want and how I want it. That's me.
Even when they phrase it as some dick and come chop down my throat.
They know what they want. They're just scared.
I can tell that they've thought about this a lot because they're being very graphic with
very
it. Do you know what the problem's going to be when they finally get a bit of dick? They're going to go like that. It's going to be pump done.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be like the most disappointing fireworks show you've ever 100%.
Seen. 100%.
So you need to just... You're going to have to do it a couple of times so you really get into it. Anyway, let's move on to number 2.
Yeah. Right, let's go with this one here. So, hi, Danny, Billy and Sam. My name's Joe.
Hi, Joe.
I'm 21,
Hi, Joe.
And last year, I finally moved out of home and I've been enjoying having my own place.
Woo.
To bring whoever I want back to the max.
Wow.
That sounds like an 80s film catchphrase. I've been on a good streak in recent months. Some nights, even having sex with two guys a night. One night, I was midway through the deed when I suddenly realized I had already had sex with this guy a few weeks before. I couldn't tell if he also remembered me or not. But after we finished, I quickly got rid of him to avoid any awkward conversation. In order to not have to go through such an ordeal again, I've created a dirty diary with dates, photos, and a rating of who I've slept with previously. So no, I don't forget stop. Again.
Stop. This is very fucking grinder killer. This ain't right.
There's only one more line.
Right, come on.
All it says is, and I'll quickly scan it when I meet a new guy. It's worth a treat so far. That was sorry, back to your grinder killer comment.
I'm shocked. I mean, there's notches on the bedpost and there's fucking stalking. Yeah, fucking
I know.
I never understood people that track who they slept with so closely. Like, why do you have that information? You're not going to invite them to your wedding one day, are you?
I think
also, so what that you shagged him 2 weeks ago? I've been back for dick multiple times.
So I think, do you know what? It's when I was younger, I really hyper-focused on how many people have I slept with. I can't go too high. I can't be too low.
Did you?
I hyper-focused on. Then when I got a little bit older and you can't keep track
anymore.
And
you lost count.
Yeah, you can't keep track. So I think this person is young, the 21. I reckon this is just something you're going through at the moment.
Get over it, darling, because if anyone finds that book, I'm telling you
they'll
right
think you're
now.
A freak.
I don't want to be rude, right? Let me say this honestly, right, and as nicely as I can. This is fucking weird. This is fucking weird.
Yeah, I was going to say...
I'm being nice as well, because listen, it's the picture bit.
Yeah.
What else is in this? I better say, dirty diary on my phone with dates, photos and ratings.
Like 5-star reviews?
Do you know what, actually?
Go on.
Oh, no, we're going to hear about Danny's dirty diary.
It's not my information, but I know someone.
Right.
That had a list.
Of people they slept with?
Yeah.
Why is that? Why would they have
I
that?
I think people get off on it.
What, like looking back at the names and remembering or what?
Yeah, and a rating.
Precious
one
memories.
One star. Yeah. Imagine you found that and your name was on it and it was like one star. I'd cry.
I know.
I'd fucking cry.
You are right though. This does feel like evidence that would be used in a future
court case. Anything you do say might be used against you.
Yeah, 100%.
I can already see like the Netflix documentary where it's like he kept a diary on his phone.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just... I don't really know what I've got to say about it.
I think don't focus on like people you've slept with.
And don't lose that phone.
Honestly, just stop and just enjoy your life.
Yeah, every
just
time.
Do what you want to do. And if you shag the same person twice,
who
you
cares?
Shag the same person. He never said now. He will have remembered. If you remembered, he remembered. Let's be honest.
Definitely.
You know what I mean? Unless he's had a lobotomy recently and he's got half a brain.
A lobotomy? What's that?
What you've had, darling.
Have I?
No. No, you've not.
Right, okay.
Have you never seen what's that thing?
You want about the Sarah Paulson?
Yes.
What is that? Ratchet.
Ratchet. Have you never seen Ratchet?
I don't eat Ratchet. I don't do nothing.
Lovely. I mean, the film. No, the
lobotomy, buddy, is where they remove part of your brain.
Right,
it fucks you up.
But it used to be a medical
procedure.
More
than
procedure.
Any drug you've ever taken.
Right, okay. Yeah. I might get one. Right, sorry.
Right, should we go for one last
yeah,
one?
Yeah, let's go to the right.
Go for one last one.
If you haven't got anything more to say on the Dirty Diary, we'll close the book on the Dirty Diary. So,
Dirty Diana.
Hi, Billy and Danny. Matty here. I wanted
fuck
to
Lucas again.
I know, fuck Lucas and Sam.
Yeah, I got knocked out this
next,
time.
Next letter's just going to be I or Billy.
I know, yeah.
I'm very interested in like the ranking we get each time in these. It's it's like, do you remember in MSN when people used to write the names?
Yeah, the friends' names in it. And then if you weren't first, you're like, why is my name not first?
It was a ranking.
Yeah.
And if you upset someone, you'd slip down the list. Down the
it was
sometimes
dead petter.
I'm glad I never had friends as a kid.
Right. Hi, Billy and Danny. Matty here. I wanted to confess to the weirdest climax I've ever had.
Oh, God.
Strong open. I hooked up with a guy I met in the village. He was so hot, but all night he would sing along to songs very vigorously. I didn't mind too much. He just looked like he was enjoying life. We went back to his flat and midway through having sex, I could quietly hear him muttering. It slowly got louder and louder until I realized he was singing. As he came, he was singing at full volume, Je suis malade. After, I don't know why it's
French.
I don't know. Is that that ketchup song?
I am.
I said,
Guys, stop our climax. After we finished, he didn't even reference the singing. I sometimes put it on to reminisce.
I didn't want to.
Is there another page?
Yeah, there's another page for that, love.
It did make me think, what would you both sing along during
biting
tonight?
The pillow.
Oh, we jumped the gun at the top of the show.
Yeah,
sorry.
We've already done that. Do you know what's weird, though? I've never had somebody sing. I've had people, do you know, where they turn into almost like beast mode, and it's a bit, and it's kind of a bit aggressive, and it's like, like, what is happening? There's no way this feels that good. I'm
what
sorry.
In the Hunchback of Notre Dame is going on, honey?
You're
going
to turn into a werewolf. I'm like, what is happening? Yeah. It was terrifying, and it scared me the first couple of times.
Couple of times?
Well, I've had a couple of people who've made weird noises like that, and I'm like, this is not that good. It's not that good for me. I've not had somebody sing, though.
Singing, it, I mean, it lacks a little bit of self-awareness. And I mean, you're talking to a fucking attention-seeking drag queen here.
Yeah. To be fair, it seems like they're a bit, like, not in the moment. They're a bit away with fairies, like, singing along.
Were they, like, on it?
I know. Were they, like...
H&H.
Had they done something prior in the club, like, and they thought they were still there?
Or did they just think it was funny?
I don't know. No one's laughing.
I don't even know the song. It wouldn't mind if it was like, this is a reminder.
It's a French song. I've just Googled it.
Right.
It's just a French song. It's all in French. There's a while, not just singing.
Are you sure this Are we sure this person wasn't French?
I just think they've made this fucking up.
To be honest. Sam, we didn't ask you, what would you sing?
What would I sing? I think I would sing Grace Kelly, because I think if I was starting to climax, I'd start hitting those high notes.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, someone's got fucking confidence over ability. I don't know what I'd sing. What did you say before?
Yeah.
I don't know what I'd sing, me. Don't know.
You won't break my soul. You won't break my soul.
I will break your hole. Don't know why I'd be the top. All right, well, we've got our three.
So there's your three.
The Gossip Gays.
I'm going to ask you now, who are you crowning the Gossip Queen of the Week?
The juiciest for me was number one. Wants to climax down the throat. That one. That one for me takes it hands down.
Yeah, because it ties in with your sex addiction. That's why. You're going to go home and masturbate over this letter.
I like these person's details, Sam Femme.
I think the Gossip Queen of the Week is number one. It's the juiciest.
Yeah, it's the juiciest.
But also, we've got to take into consideration here, number two is basically half admitting to a crime.
Right, okay, yeah.
Number two hasn't killed anyone yet.
But this podcast might end up getting played in a court of law one day. If you're listening, hi, jury.
Wait, are we saying that now that Gossip Queen of the Week isn't a title, it's a conviction?
It's a conviction, yeah. Yeah.
Well, who are you going for then? We have to only pick
one.
Go on,
just pick one.
Like, I'm going for number one.
Number one.
Number one.
Number one takes it, baby.
Mr. Can't Stop Thinking About Cock. Thank you.
And cock on the brain.
You never know what your bird might say. She might be into it. She might really be into it, but you know she might not. And no. you need to know that.
You need to approach it and think of every scenario.
That's probably the worry.
Yeah.
But I think if you go down a dishonesty route, you set yourself up for a life of...
dishonest.
Well, you're never going to move away from that then.
No.
You're going to just always be hiding it, and it's always going to be your dirty little secret. And before you know it, you'll have a book with names in it and pictures. Singing in French.
Exactly.
So I think if you start honestly and openly, then you're going to live a nicer life. Or you're going to be like these, like, grinder dads that you meet that have got wives and five kids and they just bash one out at the weekend.
That's around me.
And I'll be honest with you. They're never the best shags.
They're the worst.
They're the worst because they don't have the proper experience. So if you want a good shag, be honest and open.
100%.
You're welcome. Cheers, you're welcome.
There we go.
We've just changed your life.
Now, if you want to get in touch with this podcast, share a dilemma, funny story or anything else, what?
Camp.
Crazy.
Cuckoo.
then email us letters at gossipdayspod.com, DM us at gossipdayspod on Instagram. And now you
WhatsApp.
Can
WhatsApp.
Well, you beat me to it. WhatsApp, baby. That's it.
WhatsApp us.
The number for that is in this episode's description.
Yeah.
Perfect. Now, don't forget to give us 5-star glowing reviews.
Yeah.
And brand new bonus on Monday.
Brand new bonus. And we're going to speak about loads of bonus.
Yeah, loads of stuff.
Bonus is like the old apps, but condensed.
Yeah.
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 We'll just give you so much fucking content. Go away now.
See you later.
Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.